That's exactly it.
You're kidding me.
I'm not lying. That's it. So you go to the golf store?
There you go.
What?
There's a golf store in Bakersfield?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Huh?
I got them for $1 a piece at the Guild.
Shut up.
Brand new. And I said,
that's not funny. I'm going to show my buddies and be like, dude, but yeah, this is the company I'm for. That's it.
Oh, Dr. Payne, I haven't looked you up.
Oh,
we're doing
that. That's a shame.
Christmas, Bob.
Oh, San Francisco, all right.
Hey, that's great.
Okay, close your eyes.
All right.
$1 a piece?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
Do you want me to translate the South London accent?
I want you to go there. There's a guy that looked exactly like you.
No.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think you were in that movie.
I'd like to buy it.
Okay, I'm ready to start up.
Alright, are we recording, Randy?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, it's on. Hopefully it stays that way.
Do you want to take 5 more minutes for anybody? Where was Rita? I wanted to see her.
She's supposed to be here.
So I saw her yesterday around 5 o'clock, 5:30. Well, can we wait a few more minutes for Rita? Because we had something we wanted to talk about.
Tried to call her, but no signal.
Huh. Well, let's just start.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, because
when she gets here, we can talk about it.
We'll have someone to show
them. That's all right. We've got
all that together. Let's just start so that we could get to number 7, where then we get free to talk about the things that we need. All right, roll call.
Director.
Michael's here as president. We got the pain.
Yeah. And the Smiths.
Tinkerston.
He's a little mad.
Hey, glad you made it back, buddy.
It was
I'm from Louisiana.
From what it's
called. A little bit of
ice. You're going to walk into that Texas.
It's still there.
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda? Oh, there we are. Adopt the agenda.
I would almost certainly second that.
So we didn't hold a meeting last month because there was an issue with posting and getting it sent over. So if anybody would like to approve the regular meeting notes from 12/10, December 10th of 22, which were posted on the board.
They were
pretty
indeed.
Much January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to talk about.
Well, hold on. Just try
to call me. No signal.
You didn't let me talk. I had to stop.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get there.
Are there any reports of the officers and directors? I got a report. I called the HOA guy, Richard Monsoon.
Oh, good.
I would get rid of that company pretty much immediately. He said that he was aware that Randy emailed him. I asked him about when, you know, about initiating a Secretary of State letter being put out, because he says, yes, he does handle that. So then I asked him, well, was he aware of the change of presidency and stuff? He says, yes, he was aware of it, because Randy did send him that email, so he did pull up the email. So then I asked him, well, how soon would it be sent after that? He said, well, it should have been sent out a week or two after that. I got that email.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, well, because I pushed him on that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so is that the Secretary of State?
We have the Secretary of State thing, yeah. There it is, yeah.
Okay, so.
So when was that sent? That was, that was sent, you're named on it, and
but Richard, what, yeah.
And Richard Munson.
What date?
18th of January.
He could not give me a date, because I called him probably the 17th of January. So.
Oh, I see.
You get what I'm saying? So he only initiated it because I called him, and he says it should have already been done. I also had called him in that same phone call and tried to initiate the voting procedures, and he says he'll take care of that.
Right.
It's basically like we have to pay another $1,000 to that secondary company so that they could audit or do the audit or whatever. So that's already been initiated from my end, and it's going to be pushed from Richard's end, you know, but I would say there's some gears starting to miss and leave that wheelhouse. if you're catching my drift.
Yeah.
And I'd find another HOA association. But then I still also asked him about the reserve studies. He said he would send us reserve study information as well, just to have more reserve study from him, because he has companies that already have our information. So, but I have not gotten anything on that. So that's what I have to report. Anybody got anything else to report?
Well, yeah. Roger and I made yet another trip to Lancaster. That will now be the... we did two trips to Union Bank and three trips to Wells Fargo. Union Bank is now sorted. Did you pick up the mail with the checkbooks in the mail from Union Bank?
I didn't open it up, but it was just letters, it wasn't checkbooks.
We also Wells Fargo we were at on Thursday. I mean, we walked out of one meeting, but never mind. We did. I wasn't waiting around anymore. So we just up and left. But was it Thursday? Yes, Thursday we were there. That's all sorted. They say we'll have all the paperwork and the checkbooks within a week.
Yeah, if you didn't change the accounts, you really shouldn't have needed new checkbooks. The old ones should have been just fine.
The old ones, they're so old, they've still got the Tehachapi address on them. From the bank.
There was probably some old ones, but yeah, there should be the ones that have the 11408 halter. That's
I didn't see them, but I tried to rescue the checkbooks from that big box that you gave us.
Yeah, there should have been checkbooks that had the 11408 halter. One thing that I've found over the years, too, is when you buy checks from the bank, you're going to pay 10 times what they cost if you buy them from, like, Walmart online or something like that.
Or out of those magazines, I buy them.
Yeah.
Okay, so, was there something else I need to report on there? No, but basically I'm saying that the banks are now sorted out. What I'd suggest...
Our names are still not on the account.
Our names are, yeah.
Our names are, so it is sorted out.
Yeah, but okay. Finally, on Thursday.
On Thursday.
But we won't have the paperwork unless the checks are with the mail that Roger picked up.
Okay.
We don't have any checks for it yet.
Okay.
Unless we can find...
Yeah, there should be some checks in one of the boxes.
Yeah, I'll go through them again.
Okay. Great. That's good news.
Yeah, so, but that means we can start writing checks.
Cool.
But what I suggest we do... when we can write checks, is to open up the account in Tehachapi so that we don't have to be going backwards and
traveling
to
Lancaster.
Yeah. So we'll open, and we don't necessarily need to close the other accounts, because Wells Fargo is great for the lawyer.
Yeah. And the HOA manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything to report?
Yes. We have a speed sign on Sankin and Road that's leaning 45 degrees and needs to be repaired. 24 mile an hour one. We'll get that.
Shall we see if we can get a 55 mile an hour one?
Yeah.
They do it anyway.
Is that what you're fixing? No, but I plan on getting quick mix and do a little digging and study the post if the post is still good. You know. And I'll use a level.
Are we supposed to use a breakaway?
It wouldn't hurt. We do have some posts out here that belong to the association. There's stop signs and posts, okay. And you could use one of those stop sign posts just as easy.
Okay.
And they're made to drive them into the ground and then bolt another post on it. So you don't have to try and get a truck or ladder.
I looked at it, it's just leaning, and it's kind of like, what's going on?
Just get some duct tape.
Were you drinking at the time?
No.
Yeah, were you the one that made it?
By the way, I don't drink.
Did you already?
Yeah, I'm a sober secretary. So
did you already do public comments? It's okay. We haven't done yet.
Oh, no, we don't.
Where's that at?
Usually it's before the talk.
Well, we've just
done the reports of officers and directors, so if you want to volunteer to fill a vacancy on the board.
No, but I had a comment.
Go ahead, do your comment right here then, because it wasn't put on.
And I already talked to Roger, he's doing a great job with the road, but I would like to see him work on 3312. That's our section up there, because we have a lot of potholes going up past Sunview that need to be filled, and instead you're filling the ones down here for these nice people who don't pay any dues.
They are not working part of the association, so.
No, but you need to.
So just because Roger's in this meeting right now, I mean, doesn't mean what he does on his free time is all association.
No, I appreciate what.
So I don't even think it's coming out of the association funds, correct? Can you guys?
It's all come out of our own pocket, but Roger.
We spent $270.
Roger has been reimbursed.
Yes, $240.
I just wanted to bring that up because I notice it, and I'm sure other people will notice that they're getting it done. And
we had a little situation with the weather. I was kind of waiting for things to warm up.
No, but
what I'm going to put together here, as one of my top priorities, is cold patch priorities. Locations, and I will take a drive on your recommendation. You tell me what it is. I want to maintain, deal with cold patch, no dirt roads right yet. Okay?
No, I'm not talking about dirt roads.
Okay.
I'm talking
cold
about
patch. Hey, I find a hole, I'll fill it up.
No, but I mean, from some Sunview on up for a while.
Well, yes, right. I started yesterday.
To where?
Because there was some terrible ones.
The end of Sand Canyon, that's all 3312.
Yeah, I know, but Sunview to where? What are the other cross streets?
Before you get to Morgan.
Well, there's Portion.
That part of Sunview?
I just started past Sunview, right?
And I know it's
Horseshoe Gateway.
Paintway is up there, but there's just some holes that are getting deeper.
Yeah,
that are in our area, and I don't just mean our area, but I mean it's 3312. That really should be patched before we patch any more for these nice people down here.
Okay, that's my number one priority. With Horseshoe and Paint and
Morgan, those are the three.
And Morgan.
Yeah, I was not aware. I thought you guys were doing it with your own money.
Well, we were.
Yeah, you were initially, and I did not know the reimbursement was going to occur, so.
But
what happens there?
I can give a fuck about any of these roads that are not part of our association, so.
I got a free apple pie on it.
Well, the thing is that you do have to the ingress and egress.
Yeah, but if anything's coming out of this road, I personally don't believe that you should have been reimbursed for it. I thought you were doing it out of your own pocket.
Well,
what happened was we were at the bank and we were telling the bank, the Union Bank, what was going on, that it was all coming out of our own pockets.
So we had bankers
and the bank said, well, why don't you take it out?
From County Road all the way up, that was part of the agreement when it was put in. So.
Alright. Okay. So. Report on transferring association funds, is that part of the bank?
We just did that. But transferring will probably go to Bank of the Sierra in Tehachapi, what's the name of the credit
Valley
union?
Valley Strong.
Yeah. Valley Strong, Mr.
Well, he's in it, I'm not, but I would be if I could.
Because he's Valley Strong!
Alright, number six, discussion of possible action, appointing member to fill vacancies on the boards. Anyone want to fill vacancies on the boards? Doesn't look like. No one else here.
But the operative word there is appointing. Why don't we just appoint someone and tell them?
Action of appointing a member, yeah. And then I guess another thing, we're going to have to appoint another member because I plan on moving within about 6 to 8 months. So I'll be out of here by August, September.
You go, man. Huh? You just
move in. I'm getting the fuck out of Sand Canyon, I'll tell you that much. So, I'm getting out of this association.
So it's just the two of us.
Oh,
so.
What's the?
So I'll be here.
I know. What's the?
What's my plan?
What do you feel is wrong?
I had a neighbor moving in.
Oh, you have a neighbor problem?
Oh yeah.
Sorry to hear that. But is he breaking the law?
Yeah. The Remax officer crossed my property and I almost shot him the other night. So, because he was looking for his freaking sign and he decided he wanted to blame me for a $140 sign. So.
Oh, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
So, get out of here. Go.
I did, with my gun.
Scat.
I did, with my gun. Hit him, pointed in his face, and I said,
the Wild West.
And the realtor said, well, I don't know why you're being so aggressive. And I said, I don't know why you're fucking selling out here if you don't know what this place is like. So, fucking welcome to Tehachapi. All right. So, you're going to have another, I'll be here.
So there's another vacancy.
There's going to be another vacancy needed to be filled.
Well, the fact is, we should have four or five people on the board anyway, not just the three of us.
It's supposed to be a five member.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whoever shows up to the next meeting, we're going to start appointing people. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to force it. So, it's not going to even be, what it is.
Is Marcy not going to be on it?
She says she can't, but she couldn't. But now she's changed jobs. There's a possibility that she could. She sends you weren't here, but she sends her apologies for not being able to make this meeting this morning. She wanted to be here, but she's one possibility.
Okay, I'd like to make some more comments. Not really comments, but our plan of attack here. What we plan on doing. And that is, we have a cold patch priorities that we're going to jump on first thing. Okay?
Yeah.
The second thing is that, our bulletin board, some people drive by here at night. They don't, there's no light on it, nothing. Huh? How are we going to get these people really? They're supposed to come with a flashlight?
Nah, I wouldn't put anything on that board because there's that 40-acre pot farm that's back there that guy was just recently at, and they had the sheriff staked up on each of the streets, and he's still back there because I went to go look at that property, and he's still back there stealing shit out of his. So if you put any batteries or anything up, that tweaker's going to go get it. His name's Jeff something.
Is that what's been going on with the cops? Seeing the cops.
So they've been waiting for him, and he's been going back out in people's backyards and freaking hiking into the mountain.
And it's a motion sensor, so somebody walks up, they'll be able to read the bulletin board.
I would screw that thing down.
Yeah.
Well, it's just hanging there. I don't mind it.
I have my ways, too, okay.
No, yeah, put it up. You already bought it.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a good idea.
It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see how it works. And if we have any problems, I'll put a spell on them. Oh, hang this rubber. Huh? They're taking it from me to curse.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can tell by the crowd that's here that there are an awful lot of people that are interested in that.
Well, I stopped by it to find out if we were having a meeting today.
And you found the notes. And you found it as well.
Listen to this.
It's March 11th.
It's March 11th.
So I thought maybe Randy wasn't going to get back.
No, this one went up. It says February to be held February the 11th, and then the next meeting, it says next regular meeting March the 11th on the bottom.
So we really
You see, both these pages were up. This one was at the top, this one was at the bottom.
Well, that's what we have a director for.
I should have grabbed that one first, and I had been at the last meeting, so I didn't read all the comments.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we keep on going? I'm sorry.
Go on then.
Bulletin board and light, you're going to put it up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, you guys recording
that? Screw it down good.
Screw it down good.
You got more, right?
What?
You got more, or you want me to come visit? Pass it back to me.
I have more.
Okay.
What's that thing? It's not a tractor, a combiner? What's that?
A grader.
A grader?
A grader.
It's got a flat tire.
A flat bed, yeah.
And we're going to, is there any way you could run this power out to there, like an extension cord? We got a compressor.
I've got the extension cord.
Won't do it.
Oh, see?
Randy's got the big one.
I'll have to run up there and air it up. It takes a while.
Yeah.
It takes a while. it takes a good hour to fill all those tires up.
What size compressor, when you're not here, I want to know what size compressor you use.
I've got a big compressor like for a road service truck. That's what I've got on my truck.
Is there a volume on it, or like a...
What are those? They're probably...
I've got a big one.
He's got a big one. I just want to make sure that, you know...
But I don't know if I have any power out that far.
It's got about a 12-horse motor on it.
I know.
So it's a good-sized compressor.
Oh, okay. Oh, 12-horsepower.
About 1590 CFA?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. But it's a good-sized compressor.
Yeah. I tried pumping up a little pancake one.
No, you'd be there all day.
Oh, yeah. Just wear the compressor.
Yep.
I can't think of any outlets out there.
But well, I'll try and get up there and get
it. We have a generator, but well, Randy said he didn't.
I think the important thing is once he fills it up, you got to drive it what, the next day or two, because otherwise you're going to run into the same problem, right?
It needs to be aired up about monthly.
Monthly?
Yeah. It's got a slow leak. And because the type of tire
it is, by the way,
you just got to make sure you time it out.
It's actually going to be most of the tires. You just can't tell because it's sitting on the blade right now. The blade holds it up.
My keys.
Oh. Can't you keep some of that goose stuff in it?
That's what I was thinking. Like a slime?
You can actually get an off-road tire sealant to put in it. The problem with them is, unless you're driving it, it doesn't work. Exactly. And so it leaks. Yep, you got to drive them every once in a while to mix that stuff up and keep it sealed.
That thing hasn't been used yet.
No, I know. We need somebody to volunteer to figure out how to learn how to operate it and start using it.
I can see we don't have much community, really, potlucks or anything, And well, how are we supposed to get to know each other?
We tried that.
And I see we don't honor the veterans here. We don't have a flag of anything.
Unfortunately, nobody does much of anything anymore. That's the problem.
Well, not anymore.
All of these.
That's a new leaf, Randy. Yeah,
I know.
Jesus, I have to do things for... Well,
no, it's great. It takes a lot of effort, but it can be done. And
right, I was thinking of putting up a flagpole, a real flagpole here at this school here. Thing.
No,
we'll put a flagpole and put some flags up occasionally. Yeah. I mean,
the only flag we ever had was a flag that said we had notices on the board.
The association used to do a barbecue or something, some kind of a potluck at each meeting, you know, each of the annual meetings.
Right.
And you've got an annual meeting coming up for an election.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to get people to show up and to actually participate. But it takes effort.
Mexican fall, okay, well, we had a barbecue.
I would like to adventure into this. Mm-hmm.
It can be done. We've done it in the past.
People will come for food.
Okay, well, there we go.
But you got to be able to get it out in the...
In your letter that you have.
Oh, that's right. But, and word of mouth, my friend Audrey, our friend Audrey.
Yeah.
Or I could tell her something. You could go around.
And I don't know if Richard ever sent out the newsletter because it was sent to him with instructions.
Yeah. That's why I would say I would fire him.
Because the next one on the list.
Unless you're on him on a regular basis, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You have to be on him, and you have to tell him what to do.
No, that's not business. Sorry, he's running a business and he sucks at it.
Well,
he was just the most affordable at the time. But
who is Rose?
Sounds like it's somebody's family to me.
But if you're if you're taking off,
he is someone's family, huh?
No, not that
family.
Yeah. Oh no, no.
His family runs the business.
It sounds like his family is somewhere in this area.
No, he's just the only one that we found that was willing to work with us because all the others said we were either too far away or too small.
But we got an email.
He was the only one willing.
We got an email from Roseman Law.
Roseman Law is our attorneys.
What do they do?
That's our attorneys.
Attorney on retainer.
So
Roseman Law Group specializes in HOAs, and they are our attorney on retainer.
Yeah, so if we have any lawsuits, we go to the attorney.
Or you have a question?
The guy that's managing our HOA funds.
Oh, that's
he's separate.
Is that guy Richard?
That's
we're paying him money to sit there and do nothing. And it's obviously noticeable. And
well, yeah, because the next thing on the
agenda... Randy was aware that you have to stay on him to do it. So if you don't stay on him, he's going to do nothing. So therefore, we're paying someone to do nothing.
Fire.
Unless you tell him what to do, he's just going to sit there and wait for you to tell him to do something.
Which I told him to do two things. I told him to apply to that Secretary of State January 17th, and he barely did it, the 18th.
And we got it on the
18th. Because all he had to do was online. So he received Randy's email, he just didn't want to do anything. That's why I believe.
Get rid of that.
I agree with you.
But make sure he runs our election, and what we'll do is we'll take him with our attorney, and we'll sue him for not doing our election, because I called him and told him. Do our election at that time. So if our election doesn't happen, we'll sue him and take his ass out of business. Because it's not fucking right. But I'm not going to probably be here by that time anyway.
This guy's going to be in charge. What the hell does he do? Runs our election?
No, he collects our money.
He collects our money?
Yeah, because he's someone's cousin in this freaking association.
No,
I guarantee it.
No, he's not.
He's just cheap.
That's exactly what
cheap can get you into trouble.
Look at our situation.
Please look into this.
Well, I just did. I freaking called.
No, I'm sorry. I got your opinion.
No.
I'd like his opinion.
Call him.
All I'm doing is listening at the moment.
No, call him up. Well, give him a call.
I'd like to talk to this guy. Feel him out, man.
No, you know what?
Well, he's going to...
Just do a double on me. Call him and ask him to initiate the elections. Because obviously he initiated the Secretary of State thing the moment I called
him. Actually, I believe Marcy was going to get back with you guys on some information on some other people that could do an election.
Right.
And she was also supposed to get back to you with some information on other companies that may be willing to do the management.
I just don't want to miss the election cycle, and it's taking 6 months longer to do everything else, so I already initiated that one thing with him.
He's not the greatest at doing the election, so I'll warn you right now.
Doesn't matter. As long as it gets out, I meet the requirement, and if he sends it out, and doesn't matter if he's the greatest, does he meet the requirement?
Well, if he does everything he's supposed to, but
doesn't matter.
When we did the elections, we had to stay on him, too.
We're doing what we're supposed to by paying him. If he doesn't do it, we'll call it Tack Roseman Law. very much at that, because all I'm doing is what I'm supposed to do is contact that guy. But you just do a double on me, so that we can report back to Roger on whether that's happening. If it happens, now his son's doing the auditing. He does...
Wait a second, his son is auditing him in our business?
It's
making sure that the votes are, you know, the two votes for you are counted correct.
Under the California law now, when you do an election for an HOA, it's a screwed up mess. It's state law. It's state law. They write laws that are just ridiculous. But what you have to have is you have to do the election. Somebody has to do all the paperwork, the ballots, all that. But then you have to have an inspector of the election. The inspector of the election has to be a disinterested party. You can have a person, you can have a member do it. They can volunteer to do it, but good luck. If they don't know what they're doing, it can really cause you problems. Or you can hire a company, but it has to be a company that you don't hire to do anything else. They can only do that. So that's why Richard's company does our management. His son has a real estate company, and he becomes the inspector of election because he's a separate entity. And that's how it was done, and it's done because of state law.
As long as we pay him, he is required to provide us some type of output, and if he doesn't, then he's breach of contract.
Okay, I see.
And if the election doesn't happen because of him, people can't sue us because they can sue him.
Well, no, they still go after the association, and the association still has to fix it. That's the problem. The association has to fix it.
Well, whether
that means hire somebody else or whatever,
whatever
still have to deal with it.
Whatever monetary funds that is impacted on us, I could relay and go straight back to him.
Correct, but
son.
You still have the problem of having to get it done.
Well, I'm not, but I'm just saying, because I'm going to be out of here by...
But that's why I say...
Probably 2 months, so...
You, that you're probably should touch base with Marcy and see what she has, because when she said she had some people that could do the election, that's a big positive, because Richard did the last one 2 years ago. We got it through, but we had to follow up on everything because he is really lax. So it's not the easiest thing to get done. But like I said, he was the one company that was willing to work with us, because none of the others that we found would do it. Because we were, like I said, we were either too small or too far away. So they didn't want to deal with it.
So we got any reports or anything with payments or expenditures?
Well, once we got the checkbooks, then we're going to make some payments, if that's a valid comment.
Yeah, you need to, your insurance should be coming up due here real soon. And then, of course, the retainer for the law firm, if you want to keep the law firm.
We'll do that, yeah.
And the law firm was one of the most reasonable. Their retainer...
That was good, yeah. I read the details on that.
Yeah.
That was...
They're a pretty good law firm. They're not the most responsive either, though, I'll warn you that. When you email them with a question or something, sometimes you have to follow up or they'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Number 8, I don't think we have a newsletter to approve, because that was also...
It was already approved. It was given to him, but...
So, Randy, when was it sent to Richard Monsoon?
Let's see if I've got it in here.
It's not Monsoon, but it's appropriate.
It is Monsoon.
It's Monsoon.
It's Monsoon.
Stormy Monsoon. That's the name of a wrestler, isn't it?
So today is, what, the 11th of February?
Yeah. When's the newsletter meant to be out?
December. It was probably sent to him. Our last meeting that was formal was in December, and it was probably sent to him in November, huh?
Let's see.
I'm looking at December. It was probably December, because we didn't approve it in November.
Yeah, it was January when I asked him to do the SI 100.
Yeah. Well, we got it eventually.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't open the bank accounts for that.
SI 100 is worth it.
This Secretary of State.
Mostly.
He was sent the newsletter on 1/9.
It certainly should have gone out. I didn't want waiting for it.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll track him 1/9. If it doesn't get sent out by 3/9, he hasn't been doing his job for 2 months. And then we'll contact Rosen Lawford and try to get our money back. And we'll have him on retainer, so we can take him to small claims court for $50 just to tell him we're serious and tell him to start fucking working. Fucking job. People don't want to work today.
Nope, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't get upset about it anymore, because it's everywhere, everything. It doesn't matter what you do. If you don't follow up, it doesn't get done, because they aren't going to.
It's like working in the Middle East.
It's it is.
Solid. When God wills me to work, okay, Paul.
God willing.
God willing. Get your ass to work.
It is getting to be that way. Yes, it is.
How's this
happening? Discussion regarding sending previously approved RFP for performance of a reserve study.
Yeah, this is where we need the checkbooks, but also
Marcy.
We're going to wait for Marcy's other companies, right?
No, she
was the one that gave us those companies.
Yeah, but if we are waiting for other companies, then fine, but I thought we'd already approved
one. Yeah, we've already approved the one that was like $1,200
or something. Exactly.
Yeah, you did one for the reserve study.
Yeah.
So I would do that one.
Just pay. So that's, yet again, that's the checkbook.
All right, discussion of possible action to purchase insurance covered for the motor grader.
That paper.
No.
And they got back to me once, but then they never followed up again. And I didn't follow up with them. So we never did get a quote on insurance for it.
I'm just following up
So we need a quote from
a. Need to talk to them again.
We need a quote if Roger's going to end up driving it.
Holy shit! I don't drive those kind of things.
Why'd you want the tires here, though?
Because Bob told me.
Understood, okay.
Let's see. What was her name?
So discussion of possible action of approving rental agreement for use of members.
Just cross that one out. Cross that one out.
Discussion of possible action determining based of opinion of council. Roads, the association is responsible to maintain and other roads, ingress and egress, association.
I think we association funds. Let's pass that on for the next meeting if Marcy wants to deal with that.
Gotcha. Well, if you
are, we'll get the action done. Okay?
Yeah.
Discussion. We don't wait anymore.
Yeah.
So, discussion of possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, and other maintenance needs.
Well, we've just about done that, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I know someone was complaining about somewhere up on the top of.
Above me?
Mm-hmm.
That trailer will be moved.
Is it Hackamore? No, Hackamore and Halter.
Okay.
You know, above you, that goes down, and then you know how you come down.
That's the road I was telling you about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a trailer.
There was a rut in it when it was muddy, but I don't know what we could do about it besides, I mean.
The grader.
Well, yeah, well, no, I can't even drive the grader up there. I mean, it's freaking steep. I ain't driving that thing.
So this is some road work that needs to be done? Is it dirt?
Yeah. You got a road work company?
No. We're only focusing right now
on
cold patch.
Well, why?
No. This is a dirt road.
Why don't we wait for the recommendation from the IRP?
That is correct. That's what we're hired for.
Yeah.
Well, I'm existing holes.
And then the other part, right? Fixing cold patch in the street up Sunview. Right, up Sunview all the way down to Pasture. Is that what you're talking to?
I was talking about all the paved roads that are in 3312.
In 3312.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, basically Sunview.
Well, that's it.
Pasture.
We're all on the 3312, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, but that's only the paved roads, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically Sunview going up to Pasture and Pasture going up to.
Maverick.
Maverick, and then.
That's it.
What you're saying, it stops right there at your street, right?
Yeah.
And then coming back on Sand Cannon all the way back to.
Yeah, I think it goes
partway
on Maverick.
And then it stops right there.
Well, it stops at Maverick, yeah, because mine's dirt.
Doesn't it go partway on Maverick?
No, it goes down left on Maverick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right when it starts coming up the hill.
Place up by Jeans.
Yeah, past the old president's house, and that's where it stops right at his driveway. Discussion and possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organization duty, job descriptions, and qualifications.
Is somebody else is
not certified, but you're qualified.
We're enthusiastic, if nothing else.
You don't have certifications, Mary?
Thank you.
Do you guys want to look into hiring somebody part-time for that?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure.
It's what actually needs to be done eventually, but the problem is when you hire somebody, now you've got to pay workers' comp.
Yeah. We get subcontract. I mean,
not in California, you can't. Not anymore.
No, you hire a company to come in and.
You'd have to hire a company, yeah.
And have them, yeah.
Yeah.
If at any point you guys are like, I don't want to do this no more, because you guys are like, I'm done.
Well, I don't see Roger and I laughing, lasting more than 2 years anyway.
Well, if I'm saying before that 2 years comes and you're saying, man, I'm at my wit's end, just make put your foot down and just get a company to come out and.
I'm having fun.
I know you're having fun, but there's going to be a point where you're not.
I got to have fun.
No, that doesn't mean that you guys can't still do some of this, but what you ultimately need is somebody whose job it is that you're paying. That way you can hold them accountable.
And that comes
They can work with volunteers to do this stuff.
Yeah.
But again, when you do hire somebody, the workers' comp we have now is for volunteers. When you hire somebody, you have to have a different workers' comp policy. And then on top of that, you've got payroll taxes and all that to do. So it adds more work. But again, that's part of the responsibility of the person that takes that job. They're the ones that are going to have to do payroll and all that. But you just have to be aware that all that has to get done.
Yeah.
We'll just stick with volunteers.
Well, I understand, eventually you're going to get at your wits' end
but you have to stop approaching.
Don't hesitate to do that.
You've got to stop approaching young girls and saying, would you like to come with me? It's not seemly.
Discussion.
I know we've got stop signs that need to be replaced, but we have them already.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stop signs.
These ones light up?
No.
Well, I guess I let it be 16.
No, but they are the full size stop signs that they're supposed to be.
Oh, so we have a problem with discrepancy with the sign size?
Well, there is an actual specification in the California manual for signs that tells you how big stop signs have to be and how high they have to be off the ground and all that.
2 years.
Okay. Are we having any complaints about it? I'm not complaining.
Nobody stops at them anyway.
Just saying, we've got
that. I was about to say.
I don't
either.
CYA.
Those stop signs are mainly to protect the HOA.
Okay.
So if there's an accident, they can stop.
We were here before our stop sign. Well,
the main one I see bad is that one that says stop on both sides.
Morgan, isn't it?
Yeah, some of them were sun faded.
Yeah.
So, nobody's complaining, but they are sun faded.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Any board member requests for future agenda items? I got something just so you guys could think about. I know the water company back here may be coming up for sale in the future. An idea would be to have the association purchase the water company. I don't know a price yet, but
the problem with the association purchasing it is it's not in the bylaws, they can't do it. have no authority to get into the water business.
Well,
because that's not the purpose of the association.
Well, what would happen is it's not the association, but all the members of the association would get shares of that water company, which would allow you to drill your own well on your property itself. And if not, and that would basically disperse funds. Otherwise, someone else is going to take over the water company.
Now, what I was going to suggest was it says here,
like I said,
board members request for future agenda items. Can we put that as a future agenda item?
Please.
That's what I said. Yeah, no. I said for you guys to think about, but yeah, put that as a future agenda.
That's something that you
want to talk, but it would not be the association purchasing it.
I'll purchase it.
I'll give you a price outside. It's not me. It's somebody else.
Yeah.
The association would need to talk to Roseman Law about what they would have to do in order to be able to, because it could be done, but it's a major ordeal.
It truly just depends. I mean, if you want to purchase it and keep all the water stuff under you, but if
no,
if you wanted to,
I'd purchase it for the homeowners association.
And then you would have control of everyone having the ability to drop a well in.
Yeah.
Or charge them for the yearly rates on it. So
they're not giving out permits, are they?
Yeah, they are. For personal, talk to Shelby Pumps. Shelby.
But if we can add that to the agenda for them.
They use they won't do ag. They won't. So if you have. The guy at Delbert Jones up front?
Right.
Yeah, those were already existent wells, so that's why he just...
grandfathered in.
Now, what's he going to do up there? Or does everybody know?
He's going to do a whole process. It sort of changes every 3 weeks.
Oh.
First it was a grape, now it's a grape vineyard. Before it was a truck stop, electric vehicle thing.
It'll be at the scene.
It's a new story every week because he's messing with it.
And take all these poor people's money and can't even afford it.
Because great vineyards, what he's allowed, like under code where he's at, I guess that's the letter that was released, because that's the only thing he's allowed to use. So.
Well, many years ago, Smee tried to do a great deal, and they shut him down because of water.
Yeah.
In fact, right over here.
Right up front.
Yeah. Not way up front, but in between us and that.
I saw the guy that took pictures from the airplane above. I mean, yeah, it looks a lot different from driving by it, from having it plowed above. But yeah. So.
Well, at least it's a good fire break.
Yeah, they cut that out.
Yeah.
It was in the start of the fire last year, though, anyway, so freaking welder started. All right, if there's any other requests for future agenda items? I mean...
No, I know we keep pushing back agenda items to the next agenda, but now that we have checkbooks, we can start dealing with some of them.
I'm going to start spending the money.
Hey, Randy, what's causing a lot of these trees to die around here?
Lack of water. There's a bark beetle that gets into them. It's because the trees are stressed because we've had, you know,
drought water
60 years.
We've had a long-term drought, so the trees are all stressed.
I heard it on the news about quite a few trees have died.
They're
out. I just wondered if you can you treat your trees so the beetles don't get them? Or?
No. They're infested in them. They eat it from the inside out.
No. Is that in like
the mistletoe?
They eat the new ones? The mistletoe, right. That's what I heard. But these the old ones that are fallen already, they decompose and cause any kind of beetle.
So if they're in the tree stump.
For us to get some of these old trees out of here.
So if there's a wildlife survey study that like Bear Valley, you send something out and they basically say you have access to $10,000 of funds to cut trees out like that. But the problem is they got to get to them wherever they are out here.
Well,
if they're not off the side of the road, they're hard to get to, and then the freaking price starts elevating.
Used to be a law where you had to, when you cut down a bark beetle tree,
you had to report it.
You have to enclose it when you take
bag it? You had to bag it?
Yeah.
Because I've got some trees to take down.
Well, that's right.
I don't know if it is here, but that's what it was.
What do they call water beetle?
Bark. Look them up on the internet.
Okay.
They destroyed the whole thing.
In a line, too. It'll run. If one tree's here, the next tree over, they run in a line.
And so then any weight on them in the snow, they'll be able to withstand that. But then when the wind comes, that's when it messes and starts breaking everything. Because it gets too dense. But
well, I'd like to just make a comment that this is our home, and I'd like to protect our environment and our wildlife. For my grandkids to enjoy one day.
We have a lot of wildlife, that's for sure.
I mean,
you're a wild party.
Yes. What are you saying? I don't know why they say that.
You have a wildlife. All right, any other comments?
No, I think we've got that. I think that checkbook will be overheating when we eventually get it.
Do you have three signatures on it now?
Two.
Two.
And it's just you guys?
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome.
But the nice thing is if we open up, as we mentioned earlier, if we open up an account into Hatchabee, then it's not going to be that difficult to add signatures or take away signatures.
Because we're right here.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then how do we know how we check on this newsletter guy?
Well, he's going to call. Oh, so when you call.
You didn't touch his rascal?
And ask him about the election.
Yeah.
Bring up, hey, Randy sent you a newsletter January 9th. Have you printed that out yet? Has it gone out? And he's going to tell you, yeah, it's gone out. And then you say, what date did it go out? No, then you say, what day did it go out? And then he'll be all, and then you'll find out what happened next day.
Can we review it at all? Or, now that we're the new board, can we review it?
We
I'd like to see what the hell I'm sending out.
You did.
You did. Too much.
Oh, I did.
That's why you're the secretary.
No.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Come on, I want to play something real quick.
What?
Oh, just...